the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Founded by the Baseball Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan Beef is the first to adopt a new certification program developed under the guidance of animal care expert Temple Grandin in partnership with the Food Safety Net Services Certification and Audit. The Colorado State University animal science professor is a world-renowned consultant for the livestock and meat industries and advising on humane and low-stress livestock handling. Ryan tells Drovers.com, as a lifetime cattle rancher, it's essential to ensuring the continuous improvement of animal welfare throughout the supply chain. Talking about the USDA moving its Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Ag to the Kansas City area, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says it's to help be more efficient. Perdue says they tried to make the best choice for employees dealing with the high cost of living in Washington, D.C., but doesn't yet know how many employees will make the move. There is legislation in Congress, however, aimed at preventing the move, but Perdue says Congress can do what Congress does. A year after Bayer's acquisition of Monsanto, the company announced it will invest approximately $5.6 billion in new methods to combat weeds over the next decade. Bayer's Darren Wallace says it's what the joining of these companies together was meant to do, which is bring more innovation to growers aimed at better weed management. Bayer completed its acquisition of Monsanto on June 7th of last year for $63 billion. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.